The trees known as the Dark Hedges, which were made world famous by the television show The Game of Thrones, are nearing the end of their natural life. That's according to the body that has taken over responsibility for their maintenance, the Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust. The Tunnel of Beech Trees in County Antrim is almost 250 years old. Graham Thompson is the chief executive of the Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust, and he began by telling me about the current condition of the trees.
The trees at the Dark Hedges are common beech trees, and they have a life expectancy of 250 years where they are supposed to grow, which is southern Europe, south of France, northern Italy, Slovenia, places like that. In the northern climes of North Antrim, it's usually about 150 to 200 years. The trees that we have are going to be celebrating their 250th birthday next year, so they're all at the end of their lives. So it's incumbent on us to make sure that we manage them and allow them to survive for that little bit longer, so for environmental purposes, but also so people can get the experience, the wonder of the site.
And do they remain a significant attraction?
They do. They first came to attraction thanks to one of your rivals. BBC Countryfile first highlighted the Dark Hedges as a special, unique place about 20 years ago. Following on from that, the scouts of HBO found the place and used it as a Game of Thrones site. So you have Game of Thrones aficionados from 10, 15 years ago to the present day still coming to the site. And it's amazing in that it was only 12 seconds on one of the episodes in the first series, but it's become the most iconic Game of Thrones site in Ireland.
Yeah, I was there a couple of years ago, and I remember the absolute mania that there was among people for all of the sites from a Game of Thrones. So how are you going to be looking after these trees?
My organisation, Causeway Coast and Glens Heritage Trust, is an environmental organisation, an environmental charity, and we have sort of stepped into the gap. Nobody was really looking after the trees properly. There's a combination of the local landowners and a couple of interested people, but they didn't have any capacity. We've tried for a number of years to get a proper management regime in place. That started yesterday. So our organisation, with the local roads authorities, the tourist authorities, local council, and also businesses and people who live in the area, will be working together to try and make sure that on one hand the trees are protected, and on the other hand that it remains an amazing tourist attraction. So the first thing we'll be doing is inspecting the trees all the time, making sure that any trees which are at the end of their lives are removed, but also a lot of good sound tree husbandry so that they can survive for that little bit longer.
Are there trees that are already at the end of their life?
All of the trees, it's almost like a palliative care tree nursery. So there was originally planted about 150. We now have about 75. And the unique nature of the site is because the two sets of trees on either side of the avenue have grown in together. And that's just an age thing. Usually beech trees go straight up. They now go inwards, which creates the amazing atmospheric avenue.
Will they be replanted, or what do you do?
The first thing is, we have been replanting, or other people have been replanting for the last 15 years, but a beech tree takes a long time to grow. We will never, ever in any of our lifetimes be able to replace what is there. But it's really important that we make that effort to try and keep the place special. A really, really nice thing that we're going to be doing is every autumn we will collect the seeds from the beech trees in the Dark Hedges and grow them on. Another part of our organisation runs a tree nursery in a local prison. We work on it as a rehabilitation exercise. We grow indigenous Irish tree stock, which is much more important now in this part of the world due to Brexit. So we will be growing those on with the prisoners. And then, as part of the continued funding of the site, we will be selling off Dark Hedges saplings. So hopefully all over Ireland you'll find new Dark Hedges beech trees, but also people might have their own Dark Hedges hedge in the back of a garden.
That's a lovely thought. Graham Thompson speaking to us a little earlier.